It's really not a true robot. It's a computer-assisted surgical system. We're popping these small robot arms through small incisions and do major operations with a lot of manipulation because the robot arms can move at the very location where it's doing their work. So what's outside the patient isn't moving very much. The chest wall or the abdomen isn't moving very much where you make those skin incisions. It's the inside where all the movement occurs, where you don't have pain fibers. And so therefore, you can do a lot of surgery with through very little incisions.
How far away or how close to the patient is the doctor when this procedure is going on?
Well, that's part of the expense. Typically, there is an educated surgeon or surgeon person, so it could be a physician assistant or a trained nurse practitioner, at the bedside who could be the surgeon if necessary. The surgeon doesn't have to even be in the room, but in most every place in the United States, the surgeon is in the room with the patient, and the surgeon is sitting at a console just 5 feet away from the patient.
How precise can you get?
I can tell you, I had one patient who had a small mass in his esophagus and would have required a thoracotomy, which is a big incision in the chest, open up the chest, push the lung out of the way. With this technology, you can precisely go in exactly where that patient has a problem, so the esophageal mass, not do any major dissection of the esophagus, go right onto the esophagus, make a small hole in it, remove the mass, sew it up, and the patient goes home, possibly that day. In this patient's case, he went home the next day. This is something that we used to keep in the patients in the hospital for a week and a half to 2 weeks.
So less recovery time, less scarring, I'm guessing?
Yeah, and these things may be able to be done as an outpatient in the future, even without necessarily putting patients to sleep. A lot of the reasons that we did all of those things was because we had to do big incisions to do what we do. I think the evolution of this, as we get better and better, we put more research funding into this, this is going to be even better for the future.
You get a more precise procedure. Do you get a better procedure overall? I mean, there are some naysayers who will suggest that robotic surgery is certainly more expensive, but that you don't necessarily get a better procedure.
Of course you don't. It's because they've invented the tech. They've invented it. They're producing the machines. It's up to us to learn how to use these machines. And the more we use these machines, the more companies will start getting involved. There'll be more competition. The machines will be cheaper and better and faster. We're just at the beginning. But I think this robotic technology, we're just scratching the surface of where this is going to go. And we can't say that it's better right now. Of course we can't.
As opposed to a more traditional approach.
Yeah, we don't know that information. We're evolving to that. And what I think that the government really needs to do is to require us to prove it and to have more clinical trials, like we would a new drug.
Where is the insurance industry on this? Are they supportive of this approach?
In some aspects, they are. I think for things like prostate, they've actually done a very good job. 85% of all prostate operations are now done robotically. And it's just the need is getting well-trained surgeons. And so there are now training programs across the country where surgeons can take anywhere from 6 months, 12 months, even 24 months to be trained in how to do a robotic prostatectomy or nephrectomy or bladder operation.
Is there a line though where you don't consider robotic surgery?
We're not there yet in some things. Say orthopedics, there's a robot that has been made for orthopedic surgery. We don't use it here in this country. It was studied and found to be no better than the open approach. So it's just not sold. I think there's a lot of opportunities in neurosurgery, orthopedics, sort of improving as the technology improves.
So in health, do you think this is definitely the way of the future?
Oh, there's no question. And it's going smaller. There's now units that are the size of red blood cells and smaller that are working machines. We'll be able to draw machine parts up into a syringe, inject them into a patient, and then reassemble them inside the patient. So the possibility of doing major surgery through literally needle holes, I think, is imminent. So this is an exciting time.